triaging cases and capitalizing on some workflow and customer service type of efficiencies. The third one is partner with agencies, where we work with agencies to ensure that we have a complete and accurate application for the retiring annuitant. And our fourth pillar is partial progressive information technology improvements, wherein we will be looking at the parts of the organization and the process that we can improve through technology. The first part of it that we're going to really do a concentrated effort on is the application itself, which is a document that gets completed by the annuitant when they apply for retirement.
Let me just ask you about that. I know a very public past attempt to tackle this backlog looked at the technology overall. I understand that your approach is very modular. You're just going to take this one small aspect before moving on?
That is correct. You know, I think it's important that we create a success and build upon that success as we develop the automation solution for the future in retirement services. With the online application, there are, you know, modernizing that, making it electronic so that we can take the information from there and then place it into other areas within our organization and develop that to streamline the process is vitally important.
When we're talking about this backlog, the backlog of 50,000 cases, you're speaking of triaging them. I gather that's a major process over there in Boyers.
Triage, in effect, helps prepare the file to be sure it is complete. In the past, we didn't have that capability so that an adjudicator, when they received the file, actually had to do some legwork themselves, some administrative work, perhaps tracking down document or information from files or from the agencies themselves.
In fact, OPM Director John Barry told us about the plan last week. That story is on our website. Mm-hmm. He mentioned that 20 to 40% of files that you're getting from agencies are missing information. How are you reaching out to agencies to get them to work with you?
On the 1st and 2nd of February, we're going to have training in Washington, D.C., where agencies are going to send their representatives to acclimate themselves and understand how we need the cases processed and sent to us. Another way is through triaging the cases and identifying missing parts and pieces of those files that we need to be more complete when we process a retirement claim.
So what makes you think that this strategy can succeed where past strategies where OPM has also tried to solve this problem to get rid of the backlog have failed?
Well, past strategies involved a promise of an IT solution that would hopefully streamline some of the processes that we have in place. That failed. During that time of trying to streamline it through automation, a conscious effort was made not to hire individuals in the hopes that automation would replace those individuals. Now that we realize that that wasn't the right course of action, we are replacing and hiring individuals to process the work while we go through and do partial process improvements through IT automation as well.
So you're trying a low-tech approach then?
Well, there are some things that are low-tech. There are some parts and pieces of the process that take an adjudicator to review the information, compare it against rules, regulations, and laws governing retirement and employment, and have to make calculated decisions based upon that information.
In your report, you estimate that you can clean up the backlog in 18 months. I know it's early, but are you seeing any results so far?
Yeah, keep in mind, January is the busiest month that we have of the year. Historically, we've averaged somewhere between 15 and 18,000 cases in the month of January, where in a normal month we receive about 7,000. So starting off this month is kind of one of those highlights that we're going to look back at in a few months and say we were able to overcome the work that came in. But it looks like this January, from all accounts, is similar to what we've seen in the past. Huge amount of retirees had applied for retirement.
On average, when should those retirees expect you to finish processing their claims?
Now we're processing claims between 130 and 150 days to get to the final retirement pay. That's on average. That's when folks don't have any complications or other factors in the retirement. But again, as we go down in our processing time and reduce our backlog, that will, you know, shorten.
Sure.
I don't have an answer yet to see exactly when that's going to be you know, how the reduction is going to occur.
But eventually you expect it to take about 2 months on average as opposed to about four.
Correct. Our goal is to reduce the process within 60 days. That will ensure that folks, if they have to be entered in interim pay, they'll receive hopefully no more than one in most instances, and then they'll go into final pay the following month.
I want to talk a little bit about yourself. I know you're relatively new to this position. You worked most recently before retirement services at Federal Investigation Services, right?
Correct.
In that case, you guys also had this rather large challenge of having to go through lots of background checks and investigations relatively quickly and get that up to speed. Is there anything that you take from that role that you can apply to this mission?
Yes, absolutely. The process on which the applications for retirement and the applications for security clearances are processed are quite similar. So what we're looking at is trying to determine what similarities that we can gain from that process where we were able to reduce the backlog, albeit there was a little bit more automation involved in the processing of security clearances than in retirement applications right now, but where we can find similar sorts of efficiencies, try to employ those here as well.
What made you want to take this position? I know some people, because it's such a large and very public challenge to get rid of this backlog, would have shied away from it.
In converse to that, the work that is done here is vitally important. There are annuitants that deserve to have their service honored. There are survivors that deserve to have the memories of the annuitants honored. And the hard work that these federal employees have put in over the years of service need to be accounted for, and they need to be treated equally with respect and honor that I'd like to try to bring to it. I think it's vitally important.